My Visit to Toronto Public Library. A social story for everyone. Land Acknowledgement Statement. Haudenosaunee, Mississauga, and Anishinaabe Nations came together with all their relations. Living together, they had a united wish to share the land and waters in peace, like one spoon with a dish. Now many Indigenous families, Métis and Inuit too, live here in treaty agreement with me and you. In the spirit of peace, friendship, and mutual respect, we protect each other and the land, which we should never forget. Thank you to our agency partners, library staff, and most importantly, the children and families for their help with this project. Published 2021. Note to parents, caregivers, and educators. Background. The purpose of this story is to help you and your child navigate and use Toronto Public Library, TPL. If your child feels anxious about visiting the library or is not sure what to expect, we hope this story will help. TPL libraries, including in-person and virtual programs, are safe and welcoming spaces for people of all abilities. If anyone in your family has a disability or is deaf, we want you to feel comfortable in our branches and online. Please let library staff know how we can help. How to use the story. Read this story one or more times with your child or students before your library visit. Encourage them to ask questions and try to answer the best you can. If you need to, call the library you are visiting and ask. There is a picture glossary at the back to explain library terms that children may be unfamiliar with.
Today, I am visiting my library. Things are a little different now because of the pandemic, but you can still use the library safely in person and online at home. The library is free to use, and I am always welcome at the library. There are many libraries to choose from in my city, Toronto. All libraries are different. Some libraries are big. While some libraries are small. At my library, I can go to the children's area. I can choose books. I can choose movies. I can choose music. I can use a computer. I can use the library's website to read books and watch movies. I can meet a friend or make a new one while keeping a safe distance. I can go to a free library program, sometimes in person and sometimes online. Sometimes the library is very busy and loud. Sometimes the library is very quiet. I can ask someone if I need to find a quiet place. I can use stairs, a ramp, or an elevator to get to where I need to go. I can use the washroom if I need it during my visit. Library staff can answer my questions and help me find what I need. I can find the library staff at the help desk or around the library. I can use my free library card to borrow things from the library, like books, music, and movies. Before I leave, I can check out things myself or ask library staff for help. When I am finished with the things I have borrowed, I return them for others to use. It's time to go now, but I can come back to the library another day. What would you like to do at the library?
Picture glossary of library words. Books. Books hold all kinds of stories in their words and pictures. You can borrow books from the library. Borrowing or checking out. Taking the things that belong to the library home for a short time. Children's area, where kids of all ages can find books, movies, music, toys, and computers. Computer, a machine where you can use the library website, search the internet, play games, and do schoolwork. Library card, a special card that you use at the library and on the library website to borrow books, music, and movies. Movies. A story you can watch on a screen. You can borrow movies from the library. Music. Sounds you can listen to on different machines. You can borrow music CDs from the library or listen to music on the library website. Programs. A special time when you can play, learn, and have fun at the library. Programs are offered in person and online. Staff. People who work at the library. They can answer your questions and help you find what you need. You can find staff at the help desk or around the library. How to get a library card. To be eligible for a free library card, a child or their parent need to live in the City of Toronto, work in the City of Toronto, go to school in the City of Toronto, or own property in the City of Toronto. Visit Your Library Card for more information on getting a library card. tpl.ca/yourlibrarycard. That's tpl.ca/yourlibrarycard. Useful links. Visit tpl.ca/accessibility to learn more about accessible services, equipment, and collections available in library branches and or online. That's tpl.ca/accessibility. Library users with print disabilities are also eligible to access the collection at the Center for Equitable Library Access, or CELA for short. That's CELALIBRARY.ca. Visit tpl.ca/programs and classes to explore in-person or virtual library programs. That's tpl.ca/programs-and-classes. Visit kids.tpl.ca/readyforreading for preschool-age children and kids.tpl.ca for school-age children to find reading suggestions, programs, and fun activities. That's kids.tpl.ca/READY-FOR-READING for preschool age children, and kids.tpl.ca for school age children. Visit TPL's Disability Read Up On It book list for great stories with positive portrayals of people with a variety of different abilities. The titles are divided by format, from picture books to novels to information books for all young readers to enjoy. Find the list at tpl.ca/accessibility. That's tpl.ca/ACCESSIBILITY. Thank you for reading My Visit to Toronto Public Library. We hope you enjoyed reading about the library and can't wait for you to visit us soon.